The book is called Forgottonia, and it's photographs, I take it, of Western Illinois.
Yes, it is. I used to live in Arizona, but I grew up in the town of Bowen, Illinois, and recently moved back, well, about 6 years ago. So I wanted to move back and retire and then photographically document the area. And this is a result of that, this book, of photographing this particular area of west central Illinois.
Is there something about this region, Forgottonia, that as you photograph it, really creates a sense of place for you that tells you this is Forgottonia, this is Western Illinois?
That's a difficult question to answer. Yes, I mean, one of the things I noticed when I first moved back to this area was how many farm homes were missing. And I did a series of photographs, some of which are in the book, called Lost Homes. And they were former farm home sites that I knew the families that once lived there, and now they're gone. So, but the only thing that's left, you might see a lane or monumental trees that kind of designate where this location was at one time. And some of them have completely gone back to farmland and no longer exist. So whether it identifies exactly this particular area, that's kind of hard to say. I mainly use the word Forgottonia just to kind of, in general terms, give a description of the area.
Some people I've come across don't like that term, Forgottonia, but I take it does not bother you.
No, it doesn't bother me. And like I said, I'm kind of using the word to not to show the historical relevance of what was announced as Forgottonia. It's mainly just a word to describe the area and then for people to view my photographs. The book is actually a storybook, a picture storybook of the area and sort of the life cycle of people who live here.
I take it Forgottonia is a better title than Western Illinois.
Yeah, I think it attracts the attention a little more, yes. So there might be a little of that in that.
What all have you taken photos of?
I enjoy photographing a lot of auctions. So I've gone to auctions, and auctions seem to be a way of life around here. They're very well attended. There's many, many auctioneers, and so there's auctions going on almost every week. I also like to photographing the people that I once knew and people that I don't know. I think through maturity I've been able to approach people and listen to their stories, and while I'm listening to their stories, I usually photograph them. I enjoy photographing landscapes a lot, too. Growing up here, I always thought this land was really pretty boring. My family was involved in the seed business. We sold hybrid seed corn and soybeans and wheat. And my father would always go for rides in the evening to look at the fields. And I would be dragged along, so to speak, and I just hated it. So, but now that I've come back, and a few years before I moved back here, I noticed the beauty in this land, and I really wanted to record it.
Well, what do you suppose changed in you that you now see the beauty in the land?
Well, I think it's, again, it probably goes back to my education, and my education in photography, where I was trained to learn how to, in quotation marks, see. I've learned to see the quality of light and how that affects the land, people, anything around me. And so on my visits back here before I moved, I started noticing that. And I thought, wow, this is just as spectacular as it is living in Arizona, which is one of the most beautiful states in the country, so, and very widely photographed. And so I thought I could probably achieve the same kind of effect as photographers do out in the West do, but do it here.
And it's a much different landscape in Arizona, and perhaps that contrast is something that caught your eye also?
Yes, I would say so. Again, it's looking at the quality of light, knowing what time of day to photograph, and taking it from there. I really photograph almost anything that interests me. When I go out to take pictures, I don't have anything in particular in mind. Whether it's I walk around the town of Bowen or just go for a little drive in my truck around the country, and then all of a sudden something will catch my eye and I photograph it. When I used to teach, I always recommended to students that photograph anything that interests you, and projects will probably come from that. So I still carry that on today. I mean, I photograph buildings, I photograph landscapes, I photograph people, a very wide variety of things that interest me. So that's kind of included in the book. I think the book really showcases my, I don't want to say attitude or as a photographer. It really displays what I enjoy the most about photography.
You initially published, I believe, 50 copies of this book?
Yes. They came out around the 1st of May. I had 50 copies, and I mainly did the book to promote my work through art galleries and museums throughout the country and the world, because I've exhibited all across the United States and in Europe. I was a visiting artist in England for a year back in the 1970s. But there was a little controversy about that between my photo editor and I, that they thought maybe 50 books was too many. But due to the good fortunes of my minister at our church putting an announcement in the bulletin that all 50 books sold out in 3 weeks. So currently I'm on the second print run, and we'll be doing a book signing at the New Copperfields Book Service on September 21st.
Is this self-published then?
Yes, it's a self-published book. It's what we call a POD, a print on demand. I can get as many books printed as I want. And I've had a very good luck with this printer. He worked well with my photo editor, and they are from California, called Edition One.
If somebody is interested in a copy and perhaps can't get to New Copperfields, or they're from outside this area, is there some place online where they could order a copy of the book?
Yes, they can contact me directly through my website at bruce-morton.net, and I'll be happy to send them a copy if they so wish. There probably will be a third printing. I go to several photography festivals. One will be coming up here in Chicago, where you go through portfolio reviews. And so I'm going to need copies for that. I go to New Orleans in December and then Houston in March of 2014 to show my book also.
You mentioned you taught also.
I did briefly.
Taught photography?
Yes, I taught photography. After I received my master's degree in photography from Arizona State University, I taught part-time in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And then I was invited to go to England, where I was a visiting artist, and I taught students over there. And then that was about it as far as teaching goes. I saw enough rain in England to last me a lifetime, although we could use some of that right now in this area. But as any other artist knows, you have to make a living, and I got involved in the landscaping business while I was in Arizona and did that for almost 30 years.
All right. Well, also, I guess in your spare time, shooting photographs then?
Oh, yes. I've always photographed. I've been photographing for over 40 years. From the time I started school in Carbondale, Southern Illinois University, where I received my bachelor's degree in photography. So it's something I will always do. It's almost become medicinal for me. If I'm feeling down or not really real well or something bothering me, I just grab my camera and go take pictures. And if they turn out great, if they don't, that's fine too. As long as I can get out and push that button, I'm pretty happy.
Do you use film? Do you use digital? Do you use both?
I'm strictly using digital now. I was a strong advocate for film until I got involved with automobile racing. I used to drive race cars as an amateur in Arizona, and had to get out of that because it was costing too much money, but I wanted to stay involved, so I started photographing mostly vintage racing cars. And I traveled around the country and doing that. And the media needed quick results almost immediately after being shot, within an hour or so, the magazines that I would shoot for. And so I had to switch to digital. It was just a lot quicker. And digital, I believe, has come a long ways. It's the thing that bothered me the most about digital when it first came out is I thought the photographs looked like cartoons. They were just too sharp. They were either overly sharpened on the computers or whatever. But I think they've come to a time where you can shoot digitally and get very close to looking what film looks like. Not exactly, but very close.
What do you suppose drew you to photography? Why is that such a big part of your life?
Well, I've always enjoyed photographing. When I was even a kid, I can remember getting my first camera on Christmas and taking all kinds of pictures and asking my parents for film and flash bulbs. And so it was always kind of interesting in that. And I've always been involved in the arts. I studied a lot of music when I was in grade school and high school. But as most people, they have an influential teacher, usually in high school. And I was strongly influenced by my mathematics teacher. And I actually started out as a math major. But I realized I was not able to memorize all those theorems and ideas that you have to know as to be a mathematician. And I just had to do something completely different. Photography came to mind. And so I switched majors halfway through college and been doing it ever since.
Is there math in photography?
Oh, of course there is, but don't ask me about it because I'm not really a very technical person. I know how to get pretty good results with my camera, and I think really the technical aspect of shooting a camera is not always quite important. If you learn how to see the light, you'll get good results no matter what kind of camera you use. And also, I think the most important thing, part of a camera, is your lens. You have to have a sharp lens in order to produce good, high-quality photographs. If you don't have a sharp lens, then you're not going to be able to get the quality of work you want.
You mentioned your camera. Is there just one camera you use?
No, I have three. When I was shooting automobile racing, I had to have two cameras, and those I bought two Nikon D2Xs, and the range of lenses that run from 12 millimeter up to 750 millimeter. So I had the full gamma of what I could shoot with. And I also use a Leica M8, and these are all digital cameras.
All right. And a moment ago, you used the term flash bulbs. I haven't heard that or seen those in a long time.
Yeah, I collect flash bulbs. Whenever I go to auctions, if I see some flash bulbs that are for sale or come up for auction, I usually try to end up buying them. Don't ask me why. I don't ever plan on using them, but I just think they're kind of cool. Or maybe the word flash bulb is kind of cool. But
It's
something I like to collect. And
do you know if any of them work? Do you have a camera that they would work
in? I have
on?
A camera that they probably would work in, but I haven't tried them yet. So I don't really know if they work or not.
All right. Anything you want to add about the book? Anything you think people should know?
Well, so far I'm really kind of surprised at at how well it's been received. It's a very enjoyable book. There's what I would call some conceptual photographs in the book, and I didn't think some of that would go over very well, but almost every single person I've talked to said they just love the book. It's beautifully printed, and I'm just thrilled to death with it. I do have some other ideas. There may be a second edition of Forgottonia in the near future, maybe next year. And I would like to take a shout out to if there is going to be a second Forgottonia book, I would be interested in probably working with an English professor or a writer, maybe here from Western, that would be interested in publishing an essay along with my photographs. So if there's anyone interested in doing something like that or would like to get an essay published, please contact me. Maybe we can work something out.
All right. And those photographs, they're not just from around Bowen. They're from a multi-county area throughout the region.
Most of them are from Hancock County, but there are some from Schuyler and McDonough County.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly in Hancock County, I would say, maybe a few in Adams County. It's my understanding that actual Forgottonia, from the map that I've seen, actually runs from Peoria to Quincy and then west to the Mississippi River. So it does cover a pretty large area.
Yeah.
And I probably will expand out and take pictures wherever I go. So.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.